Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do some more healing. So if you wish to get online and ask questions about the Lightship, you can. We just had a wonderful time over last weekend, Friday through Sunday, releasing extraterrestrial parasites, worms, things that are energetically inside of us, brought to us by the ETs that are using their energies to control us and to harm our physical bodies. So we had a wonderful session. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. I'm just getting online right now here. So.
Okay, hi, everyone. This is Sylvia, the co-host of the Creation Lightship Show, and welcome to our program. And, yes, we had a wonderful weekend this past weekend, 3 days straight of healing event, and we had so many people participating in it, and it was just absolutely wonderful. And I guess we'll talk about that, and hopefully some of the people that were attending the weekend event will come on the fast chat and share some of their experiences with it. And I believe there's going to be an announcement a little bit later on in the hour about some special stuff happening this coming weekend. But I guess we'll just get started. Maybe, Ron, you could just say a little bit about what the Creation Lightship is for people that have never heard of it before.
Okay, yeah, the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, and they're here now for the Ascension Process. And the Ascension Process is allowing you to give your body a gift to actually do the transformation to become a light body, and then from there go to another dimension in consciousness for the Ascension time. And that could be 2012. It's hard to say. It could be before that. It could be after that. But this is what the Lightship does. And it's mainly here to clean out the negativity, the densities from its creation of light. The darkness comes in. The darkness normally is the soulless beings that are out there in the dark side universes, along with the beings that are here walking physically on the planet. And also people have them inside of themselves as shapeshifters. So this is a very important clearing to have done that we did last weekend. We're doing another one coming up this Sunday. The cost on it will be $175 for those of you who have not participated in this here during the last weekend. If you have, it's $100, and we're going to be removing some more of these little critters, jellyfish energy, worm energies, etc., from people that are causing them harm, causing their body to have problems. And if you wish to go to the BBS archive, you can have a couple samplings of these here. We have two programs which indicate and release these from you. So one of those is on 10-10 of last year, 08, and the other one is 11-30 of 07. So if you're interested to see what's inside of you and to feel these energies leave you, just go to those, and we're doing another program on Sunday. It starts at California time, PST at noon, and then we have some breaks in between, but it ends at 8:30 California time, or excuse me, 7:30 California time. So anyway, if you're interested in having your body cleansed and purified, you might feel a little younger, have more space in your body. This is what you need to do to have this this process done. We may be doing this more often than what I initially thought of, but it'll give people a chance to actually have more of their spirit in their body. Remember, when you go to the Lightship for healings, if these bodies are corrupted by these invisible energetic life forms, they cannot have a healing because the Lightship will not allow you to come on to the Lightship with these negative energies in it, because they never created them, and naturally the Lightship cannot be corrupted with that process of having them running loose on the Lightship. So you're actually in quarantine in special rooms outside of the Lightship, and this is where they're extracted from you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you know, as you know, if you've been listening to our radio program for a while, that basically Ron continues to bring the message of the need for getting our spirit energy to be present in the moment with us here in our bodies, and not, you know, like basically splattered all over the universe or trapped in, you know, trauma or trapped in dark side, you know, locations and that type of thing. So, Ron, can you talk about that and how this weekend healing event is going to relate to being able to get our spirit energy collected back up for us?
Where these energies are inside of your body, this is where your spirit is not. And so naturally, you want to have more of your spirit energy, so these things need to get released from you. We do on the show here entity releases, so we'll do that for you right now. Now, entities are earth-based emotional bodies, but the other ones that are inside of us are extraterrestrial. And when they clog up the space where your spirit is supposed to reside, then that also causes you problems too. And then they also cause us a lot of harm. So here we go. We're going to take away entities from us here. Had a lot of emails so far from people just kind of indicating how they feel. Basically, they have more space in their body. They feel more alert, have better eyesight. And that's just to kind of mention a few of them here. So if you are suffering or know that you have something crawling around inside of you, then this is what these extraterrestrial life forms are. Entities, normally earth-based ones that are from emotional bodies, don't normally cause this. They can cause you pain because they're attracted to that aspect of pain and come into your body that way. But they don't crawl around inside and move from place to place normally, where these extraterrestrial ones do. So here we go, taking away some of these emotional bodies. These can cause you addictions. They can, like I said, be attracted to where you have physical pain in your body. And they're being released now. There we go. And we're going to bring more of you back into your body. Going to count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we'll do a chakra alignment. And we'll go to your heart center. There we go. And going up to your throat, third eye. Going down to your power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. It's an opening now. Go to your heart center first. So heart center, I use the word spin to increase the energy. This is your spiritual energy that connects to you. So you may feel your body heating up, and we'll go body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is your awakening consciousness, we'll call it. You could call it your ego self, what you think with inside of your head. I'm going to drop that down into your heart center. So dropping down, and I'll count from 10 backwards. Think of an elevator dropping down. 10 floors, your forehead. First floor is your heart center. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, put some music on. Just sit back and relax and feel that divine connection with yourself and your heart center. And you know that you're there when your thoughts come from your chest cavity. If you're not in there, then keep this process going, dropping yourself down from 10 to 1 until you actually have that consciousness there. Okay. So I'll turn back over to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I'd like to say hello to Ed and Dulce, Mike, Marie, Pranav, Chris, Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto. Thank you all for tuning in and being with us, and anybody else that is listening that would like to talk and interact with us during the hour, you can just click on BBS Fast Chat and just come on and type in a question for Ron or a request, and we'd love to hear from you. And let's see, we have Pranav says, I can't believe how clear and clean I feel after the weekend, like an energetic body shower. That's great.
Great.
Yeah. And Dulcie says, I had something removed from my stomach last weekend. It was moving around in there, and I don't feel anything anymore. It is for sure gone. So that's wonderful. Yay. And Marie says, Ron, I was floating on a cloud. My body was light. It was a light, indescribable feeling. That's great. Thank you, Marie.
Yeah, it's quite a marathon session. We probably actually did about 18 hours, I'm guessing. We thought it was 17, but I spread the breaks out and had some extra healing put in there. So, yeah, it was quite something. If you're the first-time listener, you may want to get on the call on Sunday and experience these energies leaving you, or just experience more wellness. These energies that are in us are causing a lot of our physical conditions, and they've been in our DNA. They get activated, so it's not that you're like waving a flag to have these ETs, you know, abduct you and put them into you. They're already there, but they can do that too naturally. Like I said, everybody has been abducted a dozen times or so, but aside from that, they're in us and they move around inside of us. And so I'll just pose this question. If you've ever had your head itching and you keep scratching it, well, that's probably because they're there, okay? Or maybe you have a pain in your body and it moves from side to side or all over your body. You itch it here or scratch it or whatever, and then all of a sudden you feel it somewhere else. Well, or you even feel things move inside of you. That's some people have that. They just think that maybe they have some kind of problem with their intestines. Maybe they have a pain on one side and it moves over to another. Well, these are probably the octopus energies inside of you moving around. And they attach to your rib cage, to your spine, to your body organs, and they can cause any type of problem. You just think of something constricting you, like a boa constrictor. Well, these things do that. Then they also poison you. So anyway, this is more like the sci-fi end of things here, but these are real. Remember, all of our sci-fi movies actually are things that are out there. And they come in here from people doing opening up vortexes and stuff, thinking that they're doing something good for the planet, thinking they're going to bring in some love energy. And all they're doing is harming humanity and the Earth spirit by doing these special so-called divine healings. And I will say that the divine energies of creation never promote themselves. They don't bring in attunements for anybody. So if you think that you're sitting home someday and you get contacted by some divine energy, an angel or something, that's really not what it is. It's probably the dark side attaching itself to you. Because the light never promotes itself. It's already being promoted in you. You have to find it. You have to go to your heart center, and that's your connection. So they're not going to come any way to you other than through your heart. And remember, the mind energy is the darkness, and this is how we basically gear our life. Our thoughts control us. And the thoughts that we have normally are not our own, and they're brought to us. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Remember, when you're in mind, you're in time, and when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're in the light, you're out of time, you're in your heart center, and this is where you want to live your life if you possibly can, so that you're strictly in the moment. And the darkness, when you're in that consciousness, will not be able to interfere with your mindset of yourself, your thoughts, we'll say, because the thoughts that you have are divine thoughts. Once you're out of that heart energy, then you're dealing with the thoughts of the collective consciousness of the dark side, and that's being transmitted to you. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you. Maybe we can do some sample healings or something, or just see what's on the fast chat.
Yeah, I'd love to do some samples. Before that, I just want to say hello to Marianne. She's joined us on the fast chat. And she was with us on the weekend healing event, and she says hello, and that her lot of her stomach puffiness is gone, and she looks and feels so much better. And then Marie also said that she really felt it when the octopus energy was removed from the heart chakra. And I think she's saying that, you know, there was energy there that medical doctors had been unable to find, and the light ship found, you know, the real cause of what was there and took that out. So that's great. Yeah, and I think a lot of people have, you know, phantom pains or difficulties or just feel these energetic influences, you know, and there, it seems like there's been kind of a increase in types of diseases that are kind of difficult to pin down a little bit more, like fibromyalgia and different things that kind of just make you feel really cruddy all over, even though you might not have like a specific organ or something that has a disease. You just feel really bad. And Ron, can this be at the root of that as well?
Yeah, many of our problems, well, naturally, like I always say, that we're a walking judgment factory, and these energies are brought forth in this lifetime. All of your thoughts are from your ancestors. The way you look, the way you feel, everything is from them, along with extraterrestrial involvement. And because these energies get transferred from the past to now, and they're living with you in your DNA, along with your ancestors, they just tend to activate, come alive at different times in our life. And then we also have the ET mind control energies, which attach to our consciousness and also can awaken these in us. And they can also bring things to us. Like I mentioned earlier, people who bring in and open up vortexes, stargates, to bring in divine love energy to the planet because they think the planet's suffering. Well, it's probably suffering mainly because people who have done that have brought all these things here. A good movie to watch is The Mist, and you get a better clue of it, of what's happening. And, you know, they just show a physical being there, but there's all these energetic things. We probably removed, I would imagine, maybe a dozen of these or so during last weekend. These are the ones that I could see anyway. And there's probably much more different life forms that I didn't talk about that maybe got removed. So anyway, it's just a way that people can get into more wellness. So the whole process is to, you know, like we talk about on every show, is this show is here to get you more into your body. And so your spirit needs to be in your body for the ascension, needs to help to heal your body. And naturally, it cannot do that with these things with you. Your spirit is not powerful enough at all to get rid of them. And this is why the light ship comes. And, you know, the human race here has been so compromised by these energies, by the ETs using this like an experiment down here. That's why I say that we're like, you know, this is Hotel California. You know, you can, we're programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. And this is the gist of it. And for those who are on the call this weekend, there's another song by Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick. And the very last part of it, which you probably will all understand if you're on this call, where you try to talk to your friends and they don't get a clue what you're talking about on anything, but you probably know this now, is, and a wise man doesn't know how it is to be thick as a brick, something like that. So you may understand that now as you have these energies being released out of you and trying to communicate that to the everyday person who doesn't know what they don't know, or who lives mainly in the ego mind area of the darkness, then it's very hard to communicate. This is why so few people did the ascension when Jesus walked the earth, you know, 2,000 years ago, because their mind and the mind transmissions and all these critters inside of them would not allow them to do this. So this is the process, and the light ship is here to help only a few of you who actually understand what's happening. Remember, the people asked me, you know, why isn't there more than one person down here doing this? Well, we have a media now called the Internet, and it can go worldwide, and they only need one person on the planet to do what I'm doing here. So it's up to you to talk to your friends. And, you know, this is getting out everywhere if you just tune into it. So It's up to you and your friends to understand what's happening. And if they don't get it, you know, they don't get it. And that's just the way they are. And the lightship doesn't judge them. They'll try to find you, you know, or find them at the time of ascension. And hopefully you won't go sideways into the dark side universes like you have through many, many lifetimes, thousands of probably lifetimes here. Each time ascension time comes, you had a chance to leave. So if you're listening to the program here and you say, yeah, I know that I was here during Atlantis, well, you should have left every 2,000 years since that time. And why didn't you leave? That's because you got, you know, turned sideways. There's very few people on the planet who came here, and this is your first incarnation, believe me. So if you're wondering why you're still here, it's because you were taken sideways. So, and you went to the dark side, and then when universe got turned on again, the earth, spirit materialized the earth, and they put you back here again. So, we'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So what you went to was the light of the darkness. The darkness does create light, and that's where you went. This is where you go to when you pass over. We'll say to the other side, you go to the other side of the darkness and the light. And remember, the light never created the darkness. So you're still in darkness energy. And it's cloned as light, and you think that you're having a great time on the other side, seeing your relatives, and they're stuck here just like you are. You may see the Ascended Masters, and they're stuck here too, but they're created by the darkness to give you that information that you went to this holy place, you went to heaven, we'll say, and now you have to come back here because of karma. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, before we get into the healing samples, I'd like to read some of these other great comments that are on the fast chat before they disappear off the screen. So, yeah, Maria is saying, and this is really interesting, that this energy, this parasitic life form, ET life form that was around her heart area used to make her think that she was having a heart attack, and all of that sensation is gone now. So that's great. And Pranav says all his ailments seem to have disappeared. And then Kimberly is bringing up something really interesting. She says the healing intensive helped her to realize why certain areas of her body hadn't been healing, and now she's aware of the cleared space and the renewed energy circulating in those areas. And so she's excited about, you know, clearing out the rest. And, you know, she experienced different things like the octopus energies having placed kind of like the suction cups on the tentacles over her eyes, and now, you know, her eyesight's better and much relief there. So this brings out a really good question, which is a lot of people, you know, do spend a lot of money trying to heal or go to different practitioners for healing, or even they're involved in the creation lightship and they're going for healing, but sometimes a particular area of their body seems stubborn or resistant to receiving the healing. So how do these critters play in that scenario, Ron?
Okay. What we have on the light ship is naturally what they do is they bring you up. So when I bring you up to the light ship, you're there and your physical blueprint of your body is rematerialized. Now, if any part of that blueprint has darkness in it, then they're going to not allow it to be in the light ship. So you go into quarantine. So you're not on the light ship now. So that part of you, we'll just say you have a index finger that has a problem, and it's full of darkness because maybe you went to a dark side practitioner here and they put a spell on your finger. Maybe you have extraterrestrial worms inside of there. So now they didn't create that, okay? So you're attached to the darkness. So your finger now in that blueprint is outside of the light ship. Everything else can get healed perfectly fine, but your finger, because of this problem that you have, either from yourself by giving your conscious will away to do something, or somebody else attaching to you, or extraterrestrial energies coming into you, those parts are not on the light ship to have healing. And this is why you may not be experiencing a healing, because the darkness just sucks the energy right out, and you don't have it. And from there, what happens is you may have past lives going back genetically for a long time, and maybe your family members, you know, 50,000 years ago had a finger problem. So you have to heal that. But the main thing is if you have these critters with you, you will not have a healing. And so when we do this process, we go through and get out as many as we can in the time allowed. And from there, you may feel physical results. That's why a lot of people now feel much better, because these things are out of you. So basically, you know, we're being tampered with. That's the whole thing. And it's unfortunate that the human race here is actually living in darkness, not realizing it, because the darkness creates the light, and you think that you're having light brought to you. And the only light that you have, your only salvation, your only protection, is your spirit inside of you. And the way you can increase that yourself is to do the, you know, your life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And say that maybe 10 times, maybe 3 times a day, longer if you wish. And that'll help you get more into your body. But your spirit will not be able to go into these locations where these dark energies are. And that's a problem that everybody has for healing. So that's probably the reason why you don't heal, plus you have invisible energetic bodies. You can scroll down on the page here if you wish. And as you go beneath the light beam, you're going to see a list of services there. You can click on those, and this is what we do for people. There's actually a few more of these that we do, but this will give you an idea. And you want to initially do the initial self-empowerment session, and this will help you out tremendously if you wish to have healing done. So the whole thing is that we have all this stuff in us. You want to get it out of you so that you can live a better life and a longer life if you choose to. Hopefully we won't be here much longer, and that's the whole thing. But aside from that, let's just say that ascension time would never happen, okay? So naturally, you want to live what you have left of your lifetime in much better health, and the way to do that is to have these clearings done, to get rid of the darkness out of you. Remember, we live in darkness here. Darkness is all around us, and we must get it away from us to have your spirit come into you. So when your spirit's not home, who, what is? It's either these ET critters or maybe entities, etc. So you want to get those out of you so that you can become healthier, live a better life, and you know, live with your spirit, with your own spirit energy. Have a talk and walk with you. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered the question.
Yeah, just to add briefly to that, you know, in addition to the physical health, it's like, you know, the whole aspect of having your spirit energy and able to actually do your own creative expression here and, you know, the joy of doing that. So if you're, like Ron says, if you're not home, who is? Well, if you're not home, you're certainly probably not, you know, able to do the creative expression that your spirit was intended to do. So it's wonderful to have that renewed by having your spirit energy present with you as well. So another benefit besides the physical healing. But I guess we should get into some of the clearing samples now so people can find out about those. And probably I'm guessing we could start with the emotional clearing since that's kind of like square one.
Yep, that's a starting point, place for healings with the light shift. And as you read the list of services, you might become overwhelmed, but you must start with the emotional clearing first. This is so you're able to release yourself and get more into the moment, get rid of these densities in this lifetime. Because what you're dealing with is traumas in this lifetime, and they'll keep recycling until you clean out the emotional body. This is an invisible body that collects stuff, collects in a sense all of your negativity, and then it gets spilled over into you. As you get older, older might be 10 years of age, and that's when you kind of start having problems. If you had problems before that, that's very unfortunate, but this is what normally happens is, normally when you hit adolescence, they start getting overwhelmed because of all the traumas that you've experienced up to that point. So we're going to go back 5 days in your life. So here we go. Sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. And if you're interested in having this clearing done, it costs $5 times your age. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I will do a sample of the feeling body. Emotions and feelings are both two different bodies. Normally we kind of lump them together thinking that emotions are feelings, but they're not as far as the bodies are concerned. So feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And next we're going to do a pain body. So if you have pain in your life, remember, all these energies are with you continuously until you get them released. So if you stubbed your toe when you were 5 years of age, that pain's still with you unless you have this pain clearing. And what will happen is it will eventually resurface again, and your body will say, hey, I got this blocked energy in my toe. I better cause this scenario over again. So then it will sabotage your body, and it will make your toe go out and get hurt again because you haven't dealt with the issue. And that issue is in this lifetime and naturally given to you graciously by your ancestors. And so this is what you're living, is all the lives of your ancestors right now in this present moment. So here we go. 5 days ago for pain body cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a sensory body. This is for people who are very, very sensitive to life. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. The trauma body is for people who've really experienced a lot of stuff. And that type of person typically has stuff happen to them daily. Why would that be? It's because they're just filled up full of gunk. And these other bodies completely got overwhelmed. And then it goes into the trauma body as the overload body. And so if you are dealing with stuff daily, you feel like life has given you a bum deal or something, or you're dealing with all kinds of situations, that body can get filled up. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, all these bodies are bodies from judgment. The light doesn't create judgment. Only you do. And your ancestors gave these situations to you for you to experience in this lifetime because your body is created out of judgment. And so what happens is as you clean these bodies out, then you're able to have more of your spirit with you. And the more spirit energy you have in your body, the better off you feel. And then you're able to do the ascension process. So this is the whole process of what we're doing here, is to try to get you more into your body. And you cannot and will not come into your body with pain and trauma. Your spirit cannot live there. This is why these are so important to have done. And there's many more of them on the list here. Which one would you like to do next, Sylvia?
Well, you were talking about judgment, so how about the judgment body?
Okay, judgment body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I'll do that one again. I'm starting to yawn. So, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go.
So when you're yawning, Ron, does that just indicate that you're running into extra density? Or someone in the listening body that has a situation with that area?
Yes, so all the energies run through my body to the light ship. So yes, so when I feel more of a heaviness, then I tend to yawn a lot. And that means that somebody out there is having difficulties. One of the listeners is having a problem with that. And so the energy is much heavier, much denser.
Okay, and then what about a situation like we have some people that tend to just kind of be like so maybe empathic that, you know, maybe they can walk through the grocery store and pick up other people's stuff, or maybe they're somebody who works with other people and they tend to pick up their emotional trauma and kind of absorb it like a sponge. Does the empathy body clearing do anything for those kind of people?
If it can help out, yes. Remember, once you have this clearing, it doesn't mean that you're never going to have the situation over again. It just means that you're cleared out from the time that I start going back. So a second after I begin this, and that's another present now, and so whatever you take on after the clearing is going to be starting to fill up these bodies. This is why we have the unlimited clearings on the website. So we'll do an empathic body here. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Oh, boy, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That one I'm going to do over again. It was rough starting. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So these clearings are 100% completed, or about 80% of what they can do for you. So another way of stating this is that if you wanted to have your body's cleared out completely, you must do your whole lifetime. This is just strictly a sample. It's not a, it's like a little, small little band-aid for you, just to show you how quick the light ship works with healings. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. It's the same process, maybe different names of the clearings, maybe it's under a different format, but basically the same stuff had to be done back then. Remember, your body is, you know, over 2,000 years old. You know, so it's not like it was brand new when Jesus walked the earth. You had tons of densities in it from your genetics. And so the same process happened then as now. Just unfortunately, because people have lived longer and there's so much more judgment and mind control here, it's much, much, much harder to heal in this present time as it was when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to clarify a couple points for people that are new to this. So, like, for example, you just did these healing samples for the past 5 days, clearing off, you know, the emotional trauma and densities that people have experienced in the last 5 days. And what you're saying then is that in those 5 days, about 80% of that is released. In order to have 100% of that released, you have to do your whole lifetime because it all kind of builds on each other?
Yes, that's correct. So everything is done sequentially. The light beings pull up, in a sense, the chart of you, of your bodies that you have, and whatever one I'm working with, they pull that chart up, and they start releasing energies from you. This is how they work. And so everybody typically will have at least 3 to 5 light beings working with them as I'm facilitating this session down here. And on the light shift, they're clearing you out so that it's a one-time permanent clearing. It doesn't have to be repeated over and over again. On the unlimited clearing online, that normally is designed for you to clear out, you know, everything from when I started going into the future. And so this is how it works, or from where you are at the present time going back to when the healing was done for you. Remember, the healings don't go into the future. They are strictly in the moment. And so they go from the moment in time when I start with you going back in time, but nothing is cleared out past that. This is the teachings that Jesus did. And unfortunately, which is very, very, very sad, when the dark side came in and started talking about Jesus doing his healings, they presented this as if Jesus died for your sins and all your sins are washed away, and that's for everybody after his death. Well, that's not true. The people before he died had the clearings, and everyone after that never received it. It's very possible that if two people, we'll say male and female, got together and they had the clearing and they had a child, that child would be really, really cleaned out. But did the child continue on with these clearings? Probably not. And so what he did back then will hardly ever even affect you in this lifetime. So it's not as if Jesus is still working doing these clearings, because he is not. He did it for the people for ascension. And when that time came and went, it's done with, over with. So the light ship is here again doing the same thing for everyone. And, you know, like I said, Jesus only had a few followers coming to him compared to, you know, probably what we have today, even less, percentage-wise. So you just need to know that if you're willing to clean yourself out to have a better life for ascension, you know, this is the time that you need to do it, because time is getting short, because we're already approaching, at some point, the 2,000-year, you know, mark in time. So it's up to you to do the work. And as you do the work, you start living better. You feel better. Your body feels better. You don't have things bothering you as much. And this is the whole process for these clearings. So it gets you out of the darkness. So we're clearing out darkness out of everyone through these clearings. Back to you, Sylvia.
So here's a question about the clearings, too, that many people have asked. And that is, so you're talking about the process of clearing, for example, the emotional baggage from an entire person, like their whole lifetime. But does that just deal with their the effects of that emotional baggage and trauma on the physical body, or does it also affect the mental aspect and the spirit? As far as, does the spirit get a healing, does the mind get a healing, and the body get a healing?
Okay, well, the mind is actually the darkness. The mind should really be your spirit's energy talking to you, mind of your spirit. And so what happens is when you have a clearing, your spirit is being healed of these imprinting energies that transmitted to it. So it depends what body I'm working with. So if I work with, say, your pain body, the pain is taken out of your spirit. If I work with your feeling body, the feelings are taken out of your spirit. Remember, this is your spirit is a walking representation of you. And so whatever you've experienced is experienced along with you. And this is why when people pass over, the spirit normally takes about 50 years before they incarnate. Sometimes people don't incarnate for 100 years or so. That's only because they have so much densities. So the darkness has to take away the densities. Remember, when you go to the other side, you're not out of here. You're just in the darkness energy, and they kind of hold you off, clean you off good, and then they give you the statement that you must reincarnate again because of karma, and you believe that because everybody else is doing it, the blind leading the blind, and you come back here, and the dark side cannot use you unless you have your spirit cleaned off completely, because it needs your life force energy to live on. So the way it gets that is to have you come into a body to experience traumas. So the body that your spirit comes into is already set up with all these traumas. Remember, they're like walking time bombs in your life from your ancestors. And so it's a perfect setup. It can't be, I can't think of a better dark side divine plan. And I'll just talk about a divine plan. There's no such thing as a divine plan. Not at all, because that's only in mass consciousness, productive consciousness. Remember, the light only works in the now. It only is in the present moment. There can never be a divine plan because it's all changeable. You know, that's mind control with the divine plan. Back to you, Sylvia.
So then would another way of stating it be that the mind actually is what is imprinting the trauma and the judgment and the density on the body and on the spirit. And so the clearings clear off that stuff.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then, for example, you know, let's say you have a 10-year-old kid who's been through, you know, different traumas or whatever. So you can have their whole lifetime cleared of that emotional trauma and baggage for $50 per each one of those clearings.
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
And it may take care of it in the emotional clearing.
Yes, and the child doesn't have to be with you. We'll just say that you know some young child that has a lot of problems in their life. Maybe they're in a bad family. Remember, the dark side will set normally more spiritually awake people, a more conscious spirit, maybe a renegade spirit, let's put it that way. And it'll put it to want to get out of the darkness, right, who's not completely mind controlled. So it'll put that poor spirit into an awful family. And so you see this family abusing this poor child. Well, you could just pay for this child to have an emotional clearing, and it would help them out tremendously. But, yeah, this is what we do all the time, because we're working with your spirit. We're not working with mind energy, where you have to ask permission of the mind, because the mind's always going to either say yes or no. But the spirit is always yes. And if you ask the mind something, like asking entities, in a sense, they may not want to have it, and they're going to say, oh, no, you can't have this healing. It's against spiritual law, etc. Well, that's a spiritual law of the darkness. Remember, we're living in darkness here. Everything that you think in your head is darkness energy. Anything that you have in your heart center in the moment is divine energy, and there's no judgment there. It just strictly is there to help you create beautiful things and to be in the present moment with your spirit. So that's the difference. The darkness is controlling everybody here, unfortunately. and this is the way it is, and they're holding you here, holding you captive in this prison planet, and the way to get out of it is to have these clearings. It's as simple as that. Back to you, Sylvia.
So when you were talking about the example of the spiritually awakened child that gets born into a family that's, you know, pretty much lower consciousness and designed to kind of give them trouble, which I'm sure everyone can think of examples of that or has been through that themselves.
Yeah, let's see, a raise of hands out there.
Yeah, in the wonderful recycling program of reincarnation. So that kind of brought up a question for me, because in the New Age community, you know, people are always saying, well, you're the one that selected your parents and, you know, chose to come back in and chose that particular family to come into and so on. It sounds like that might not be completely true from what you're saying.
Well, you had to choose a body to come into, yes. So that is correct. Naturally, they force you to come in. So you're able to select a body that may be able to have the talents that you may want to experience in this lifetime. So you kind of pick the best of the worst, you know. So
based on the DNA, basically.
Based on the DNA. So you do pick the body, yes. But remember, all the bodies are in darkness, so there's no way you're going to come into an enlightened body because they're all filled full of darkness and walking time bombs of darkness in you. So, and then naturally, if you are a little more awake, then they don't want that to come out. So they give you a family to beat you down, maybe child abuse, sexual abuse, you know, whatever. You know, maybe you're being beat to death daily with a belt or something. And they give you these situations to stymie your spirit, to get it so it doesn't want to come forward. And also, this is probably true of, you know, some of the illnesses that the young children are having now, you know, where they're more awakened and maybe they get a shot or something and they lose their consciousness or get deformed bodies from it, et cetera. I won't go too far into that. But that's, yeah, we have autism on here. So, but I don't talk too much about earthly things. That's not my agenda here. I'm just here to help you get into your body more. And that's what it is. We're living in darkness, and the way to get out of it is to connect to your spirit. That's your only way to get help. And don't go outside of yourself, because outside of yourself is the darkness energy.
So, Ron, we have Marie asking on the fast chat if there are any clearings that you do that actually target the mind or the mind energy.
Well, we do a mental clearing, which helps people. That kind of helps your thoughts somewhat. Normally you have clearer thinking, so that, in a sense, is working with the energy of the mind, which we'll say is the energy of the darkness. So we do go into that somewhat. Remember, it's up to you to connect to your spirit to talk to your spirit. Initially, your spirit should be talking inside of your whole body, not just your head. And so you should be able to go anywhere in your body and connect to your spirit, because all of your cells should have that spirit consciousness. But the darkness gave us this mind energy in our head. This is how we think. This is how we respond. Just think, if we had that consciousness of our spirit throughout our whole body and was able to tap into all of the experiences that would be neutralized in your cells, and still be able to have the experiences of all those lifetimes. It'd be just phenomenal if you're not in judgment any longer.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah, just think of what you do each day. And that's all programmed in you from the get-go. And so, unfortunately, most of our experiences are not a pleasant one. And we're having to obey the spiritual law of the darkness here. And with those spiritual laws that they put in place, like the, you know, the spiritual hierarchy and their laws, etc., we're stumped here. We don't know what to do, and we try to get out of it, and we seek stuff outside of ourselves. In fact, to be honest, you know, the best thing for everybody here would be to have all the bookstores that are selling books on metaphysics that work outside of yourself, looking for healing outside of yourself and everything else, just to get rid of them all. You just need one book, you know, one bookstore with one book, you know, and that one page on it would say, go within. And that would solve all of your problems. Remember, each time you read a book, you're being imprinted with the mindset of the person who's writing that book, along with the mindset of the darkness that's probably going into those words. So I'll let you ponder that for a while. It's a very interesting thought. And this is also true of watching things on your computer screen that do fancy design work or something. You don't know how that's being programmed, how your body's being affected by it. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then back to the question about the mind and clearings. Are there clearings then that actually help to free a person from that dark side mind energy and restore them to just their spirit energy so that they can get out of this whole judgment cycle and, you know, all that other stuff that comes along with having that mind energy controlling you?
Yes, all the clearings will work toward that, yes. There's not one clearing that's going to take away that dark side mind energy. All the clearings are there to help you get more into your body. And so as you start cleaning out these invisible bodies and your spirit becomes more into your body, then you're automatically eliminating the mind energy from you so you can be more in the present moment and be with the spirit energy, the divine source energy that's inside of you. So, yes, every clearing that we do is one step closer to having that done for you.
So it's kind of like taking all the puzzle pieces that put this together and unraveling it one piece at a time until, you know, you're free from that whole mind energy dark side experience.
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And as you have more clearance, you start realizing that, you know, you are becoming more self-empowered with your spirit energy.
Well, our time just blew by. It's already time to get off the air, so we have to actually go now. So we'll be back on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific on Station 1 on BBS. So I'll just sign off and say blessings to everyone, and over to you, Ron.
And if you're interested in coming on the call this Sunday to get rid of the ET critters, you can just go to the bottom of the screen and type in your email address. We'll be sending out an email shortly here, within probably a couple of days, I'm guessing here. And that'll give you information about this specialized clearing. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next show is on Wednesday, and it's at 7 o'clock PST. So we'll see you then, and have a wonderful evening. Blessings to all of you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.